제4회 듣기 실전 모의고사. 모든 문제는 한 번씩만 들려드리니 잘 듣고 지시에 따라 물음에 답하시기 바랍니다. 이제 시작하겠습니다. 1번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 구입할 장갑을 고르시오.
Hello. May I help you?
I'd like to buy a pair of gloves for my younger sister.
How about these gloves with a penguin? They're very popular among girls.
Well, they look nice, but she doesn't like animal patterns.
Then she'll like these gloves with a snowman.
Oh, I like the big snowman. I'll take that pair.
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 방문한 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon. May I help you?
Yesterday I bought this alarm clock, but it is broken.
Could you explain in detail what problem it has?
Sure. It didn't work even after I put two batteries in it.
Oh, I am terribly sorry about that. Would you like to get a refund for it?
Well, I really need an alarm clock now. I'd like to exchange it for the new one.
Okay, go ahead.
3번. 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
1. May I check out this book, please?
Sure. Can I see your library card?
2. Can I use the restroom?
Certainly. Go upstairs. You will find it on your left.
3. Pacific Air. How can I help you?
I'd like to buy a ticket to China, please.
4. Where are you going?
I'm on the way to the library to do my homework.
5. Why are you raising your hand? Do you have any questions?
You speak too quickly. Would you slow down?
4번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 숙제에 사용할 도구를 고르시오.
Kate, have you decided how to make your family's newspaper?
I'm already finished. Haven't you finished?
No, not yet. I can't even start it. I don't know how to do it. Please give me some ideas for it.
Glue family photos on the paper, then write articles about your family.
It sounds easy to make.
Will you use paints?
I will use crayons because paints take too long to dry.
What a great idea it is. And you will need scissors and glue.
Okay, thank you.
5번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 직업으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me. You can't use your cell phone right now.
Why? I need to talk to my family.
I'm sorry, but all passengers should not use cell phones for their safety.
I see. Can I go to the restroom?
I'm sorry, you can't. The airplane will be taking off soon. Please fasten your seatbelt.
Then when can I go to the restroom?
When the seatbelt sign is off, you can go.
Okay.
6번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, this is Amy.
Hello, Amy. What's up?
Chris, can you lend me your laptop computer today?
Well, I'm sorry, but I can't. I haven't finished my science report. Do you know it is due tomorrow?
I know. I'm calling you because of that. My computer isn't working.
Then make sure that it is plugged in.
I already checked that. I don't know what's wrong with my computer. I'm afraid I can't turn in my report tomorrow.
I'm sorry, I can't help you. I'm still working on my report. One. Is there anything I can do for you?
No, thank you. I'm just looking around.
Two. Can I borrow your cell phone?
Certainly. You can use it.
Three. Give my best regards to your sister.
That's a good point. I think you should be nice to your sister.
Four. Do you know how to turn on this camera?
Sure. This is the power button. Press this button first.
5. Don't forget to call me as soon as you get there.
I promise I will call you.
8번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 전화한 이유로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Jimmy.
Mom, what's up? You told me that you are going to Sean's housewarming party.
Right. I've arrived at the party.
What makes you call me, Mom?
I'm not sure if the gas valve in the kitchen is closed. Can you check it for me?
Yes, I'll check the valve.
Thank you, Jimmy.
9번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 담긴 의도로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Did you get good grades on the final exams?
The results are better than the last exams. How about you?
I got a terribly low score in math.
Is that true? You are always good at math. What's wrong?
I think I had too much confidence in math, so I hardly studied math.
That's too bad. This math test was pretty easy to solve.
I should have studied harder.
10번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불해야 할 금액을 고르시오.
Can I take your order?
Yes. I'd like 2 chicken burgers and 2 cokes.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
That's $10. Do you have our membership card? Today is our 7th anniversary, so you can get 20% off with it.
That sounds wonderful. I have it. Here it is.
Okay. You'll get 20% off.
11번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하고 있는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
Hello, sir. May I help you?
I made a reservation to rent a car yesterday.
May I have your name, please?
My name is Dan Sloan.
Oh, Mr. Sloan, come this way. The car you reserved is ready.
Thank you. What time do I have to return it on the last day?
Anytime before 11 p.m.
That sounds good.
12번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 라이언이 직원에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ryan takes the subway to go to the National Arts Center. After he gets off the subway, he finds he has no wallet inside his pocket. He thinks he may have left it in the subway. He wants to call Lost and Found and report his lost wallet. In this situation, what would Ryan say to the Lost and Found employee?
13번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
When was the final basketball game?
It was on November 20th. I watched it on TV.
Who won the game?
Brown College beat Hanna College.
Oh, really? What was the score?
It was 59-54.
Did they play in the National Basketball Court?
Yes.
Who was the MVP?
It was Steve Kim.
Was he? I wish I had watched the game.
(14번) 다음을 듣고 무엇에 관한 설명인지 고르시오.
This is a device that is used to carry people between floors. This is automatically moving stairs. When you use this, you can save time and energy moving from one floor to another. You don't have to walk to go up or down stairs. What you have to do is just to stand in a line and to step on the moving stairs.
15번 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Oh, why are you crying?
I came to the market with my mom, but now I can't find her. She's disappeared.
You must be surprised. Calm down. Let me help you find your mom.
Thank you.
By the way, what is your name?
My name is Jaden.
Jaden, I need your mom's phone number to help you. Do you know that?
Yes. The number is 010-345-6789.
I will call your mom and she will come here soon. Don't worry.
16번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 만나기로 한 날짜를 고르시오.
When will we meet to practice dancing?
Dancing practice? What do you mean?
We have to practice dancing for the school festival. Did you forget about it?
Ah, now I remember. I'm free this week, so any time is good for me.
But I'm busy this week. How about next Friday?
It's September 17th. I'm meeting a friend on that day.
Okay. Why don't we meet next Saturday?
Do you mean September 18th? It's okay. See you then.
17번 다음을 듣고 뉴 브릿지 아트 하이스쿨에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Welcome to New Bridge Art High School. I am the principal of this school, Maria Anderson. I will tell you what you are going to do today. First, you will visit three classrooms and see how students learn in class. From 11 a.m., you can look around the school facilities like the art room and music room. After that, you will have a school meal in the cafeteria on the second floor. At 2 o'clock, you will see performances that our students have prepared. I hope you will enjoy our special program for you.
18번 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Dad, do you know a nice Italian restaurant around here?
No, I don't like Italian food. Why are you asking?
I have a pen pal who is from the USA, and she will come to see me this weekend.
Why don't you cook Korean food at home?
Sounds good. Will you give me a hand?
Sure. What is it?
Please give me a ride to a grocery store.
Why not?
19번 대화를 듣고 상황을 가장 잘 표현한 속담을 고르시오.
Tom, what are you doing?
I'm making spaghetti.
Again? This is the fourth time this month that you have made spaghetti. You never give up, right?
I know I'm not good at cooking, but I'll be a famous cook someday.
I like your patience. Anyway, can I taste some?
Sure, I'm almost done. Here it is. How does it taste, Mom?
Oh, this is really delicious. Tom, you did it! I can't believe you made this.
Really? That sounds wonderful.
I'm so proud of you.
(20번) 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Michael, tomorrow is our parents' 15th wedding anniversary. How about having a surprise party for them?
I agree. What shall we do first?
Let's decorate their bedroom with balloons and flowers.
Good idea. And why don't we buy a cake?
Excellent. It'd be good to write a message of congratulations on the cake.
Good idea. But I think a cake is too small to write a message on.